Dr. Pinsky dictating a mail IME on April 4 regarding Thomas Calabrese, C-A-L-A-B-R-E-S-E. As you know, I previously evaluated Mr. Calabrese as described in my report of 2-23-15. This pertained to injuries he allegedly sustained to his right shoulder on 10-2-13. Mr. Calabrese is now a 55-year-old male. He reports he injured his left shoulder, elbow, and arm at work on 10-13-20. He stated he was lifting a heavy container that held wet paper. He did not go to the emergency room afterwards. He had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of a tear in his left shoulder and biceps as well as his elbow. He had shoulder surgery in January 2021 and elbow surgery in May 2021. He completed his course of active treatment in July 2021. New paragraph, as per his claim petition, Mr. Calabrese alleged on 10-13-20 he lifted a large container injuring his left shoulder, elbow, biceps, and arm requiring multiple surgeries. Treatment records show he was seen at American Work Care on the date of the subject event. He underwent x-rays and was diagnosed with left upper arm strain and left elbow strain. He was placed on modified activities and extra strength Tylenol. On 10-20-20, Dr. Bajarski further noted he had a left elbow and upper arm injury in November 2019 when picking up a recycling toter, T-O-T-E-R. MRI was negative at that time. Dr. Bajarski recommended MRI studies of the left shoulder and elbow to rule out a tear or occult fracture. In paragraph, he did undergo left shoulder MRI in 10-27-20 to be inserted. He had an MRI of the left elbow that same day to be inserted. He followed up with Dr. Bajarski through 10-29-20 when the petitioner was referred for a specialist consultation. New paragraph. This was accomplished with Dr. Lipschultz on 11-16-20. The petitioner had already been initiated on some physical therapy. Dr. Lipschultz diagnosed left shoulder partial rotator cuff tear, left elbow biceps, lateral epicondylitis, for which he continued the petitioner on conservative care. He followed up on 12-7-20. Dr. Lipschultz noted he had completed nearly 4 weeks of therapy and had made minimal gains. If he did not show further improvement, it was felt he was going to require surgical intervention. He does have a factor 2 deficiency and is on Eliquis. He is scheduled for a follow-up ultrasound of his lower extremity the first week of January. If the phlebitis is resolved, then he might be coming off Eliquis. This is certainly lower risk surgery. He returned on 12-14-20, reporting only 5% improvement with therapy. Dr. Lipschultz concluded surgical intervention was necessary. New paragraph on 1-6-21, he did perform surgery to be inserted here. On 5-5-21, he performed surgery to be inserted here. In paragraph, the petitioner followed up postoperatively along with physical therapy. This culminated and a functional capacity evaluation on 8/17/21, period. It deemed he did not perform the FCE with maximum effort, period, and put this in bold, insert the normal comments from, the usual comments from such an effort. At a minimum, he was deemed capable of working in the light physical demand category, period. On 7/29/21, Dr. Lipschultz deemed he had reached maximum medical improvement relative to his occupational health injury. Pretty had the opportunity to review a video surveillance, which was clearly different than his exam he currently exhibited. Pretty could not hold a bag in his hand today and was profoundly weak. Period. He was able to actively abduct and forward flex his shoulder no more than 80 to 90 degrees. Comma, lacked 30 degrees of elbow extension, comma, and could flex to only 90 degrees. Paired strength testing of the arm revealed profound weakness of all motor groups, including the biceps, comma, triceps, comma, wrist extensors and flexors, comma, and the intrinsics. Paired, he explained to the patient as well as his wife that this did not anatomically make sense. Paired, certainly would not be explained by a shoulder injury or his elbow injury. Paired advised to see his family's practitioner to have this further evaluated. Paired, he would worry about some sort of neurogenic injury. Paired, the petitioner felt the symptoms from that fall had all resolved within 3 weeks after it occurred. Period. On 8/23/21, Dr. Lipschultz discharged him from care in a light duty capacity. Period. Physical exam. Extremities upper inspection revealed healed portal scars about both shoulders. There was an open scar at the left lateral epicondyle and axilla, and perhaps the biceps. There was callus formation, comma, dirty palms, comma, dirt under his fingernails, and a rough texture bilaterally. Motion of the left shoulder was limited with voluntary guarding on an unreproducible basis. Abduction was 120 degrees and flexion to 145 degrees, but was full in all other independent spheres. Paired left elbow motion was initially guarded in extension, but could be coaxed into full extension. Paired motion of the elbow, shoulders, wrists, and fingers was otherwise full in all spheres without crepitus, tenderness, triggering, or locking. Paired manual muscle testing yielded 4+/5 resisted left shoulder abduction strength and 5-5 elbow flexion strength, but this was 5/5 on the right. Paired. Put this in bold, there may have been some bulging of the left biceps distally, accounting for its larger circumference than the right. Period. He was tendered a palpation about the left AC joint, comma, biceps, comma, and lateral epicondyle, but there was none on the right. Period. Hands versus elbows resisted left elbow supination and pronation. He elicited tenderness, but this was negative on the right. Period. The rest of that is normal. Shoulders. He had positive near impingement and Hawkins maneuvers on the left, which were negative on the right. Period had a paradoxical response to O'Brien's maneuver on the left, indicative of symptom magnification. Period this was negative on the right. Period the rest of that section is normal. Cervical normal and thoracic normal. Impressions. On 10/13/20, Thomas Calabrese was lifting a large container and injured his left upper extremity. Period, he was seen at American Workcare the same date. Period, x-rays were negative for fracture or dislocation. Period, he was diagnosed with a strain and initiated on conservative care. Period, Dr. Bajarski noted a prior left elbow and upper arm injury in November 2019 from picking up a recycling toter. Period, his MRI was negative at that time. Period, Dr. Bajarski then had him undergo MRI studies of the left shoulder and elbow to be inserted here. Period. A paragraph, the petitioner then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Lipschultz. Period. He did not make much improvement with further rehabilitation. Period. Accordingly, surgery was completed. Period. New paragraph. According to a 6/30/21 note from Rehab Excellence, the petitioner reported that he slipped and fell onto his left side at Wawa on 6/28/21. Period. He went to the emergency room where x-rays were negative for fracture. Period. Nevertheless, he now complained of increased pain and soreness in his left upper extremity since the fall. Period. On 7/8/21, Dr. Lipschultz reviewed surveillance showing the petitioner moving around comfortably using his left upper extremity outside of the doctor's work restrictions. Period. During an FCE, the petitioner did not demonstrate maximal effort. Period. At a minimum, he was deemed capable of working in the light physical demand category. Period. He followed up with Dr. Lipschultz 3/23/21 and was discharged at maximum medical improvement. Period. New paragraph. The current examination found there to be reduced range of motion about the left shoulder. Period. There were skin changes on the upper extremities consistent with ongoing physically rigorous manual activities. Period. There was a suggestion of bulging of the distal left biceps. Period. Resisted left elbow pronation and supination and elicited tenderness. Period. He had positive Hawkins and near impingement maneuvers on the left shoulder, but a paradoxical response to O'Brien's maneuver indicative of symptom magnification. Period. Once again, he had a shaven head and face, reflecting his ability to reach his arms above shoulder height. Period. New paragraph, there is 10% permanent partial total disability referable to the left shoulder. Period. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the left arm. Period. And that will be the end.